give my king another big hand for that opening there.
Thank you.
song I stole it just a bit. Mark put on an old Bobby Gentry record for me. I hadn't listened to it in years. And I found that chord and went just like that. And that groove, and it was 2 months before marrying Mark, all I could have was a wedding night. And that's how I wrote that song.
What did it sound like again?
Bling.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. And you go, the telephone. Go ahead. See, mine has this pretty pink stuff all over it. And, matter of fact, I need to put lipstick on it so you can go. But it is. It's called Perfectly Pink by Clinique. And I get it free because I go buy face wash and they give it to me. And so, you know, that's a kind of like a sugar, spicy, everything nice kind of story. And it makes the guy's heart with the puppy dogs and smells and tails and all that stuff comes from, is I had to sit on my coffee table at home, and my brother walked in the door and goes, "Well, there's my heart. I've been looking for that heart, darn it." I said, "No, that's mine." He says, "Well, How do you know? He said, looks like mine. I said, because yours has food in it. At least I know. I got it the hard way, you see. No pun intended. He called me up one day. He was in the studio. He said, hey, I'm in the studio. I forgot my harp. Can you bring me yours? Do you have one around the house? And I said, oh, I guess it could bring. Sounds gross, but okay. I could have some brotherly spit. And he spit at me before when I was a kid. But the thing was, he finished, and I had to go do a show that night. And I picked it up and got on stage and put the harp back on and kicked off my song and sucked in a big old kolache. And I just Czechoslovakian old sausage, and he didn't even go sausage, just a bunch of dough. So we gained two things at night. I had dinner and he looked good.
Thank you.
and play these songs because I have a CD out called Simple Girl. And it's my very first. And simple is for what it is. And girl is not a girl power thing. This girl found a G and we had a girl. And, but every CD has a title track. And this one's mine. It's called Simple Girl and describes me pretty good.
CDs, listen to it just once also.
I'll tell you what, if you don't figure it out by then, my email address is on the back. You email me because we're going to talk.
Don't worry, I'm going to buy a CD.
What?
I'll buy one.
Okay, sold. Hey, guy, hey, Luke, find that guy.
He tours with us, that guy.
Someone I love, be
sweetheart. We were both babies at the time.
Stewart. And here on my left is my son Kyle Mims. I mean, what more could a wife or mother ask for is to know where her 17-year-old son and her husband is every single night. This little girl CD I was telling you about, it's released on this label called Girl Records. Because I woke up one morning and about 8 years of bashing around Nashville, actually 10 years, and figured out they didn't know quite what to do with it. So I kind of went in the bathroom one day and I was standing in the mirror, looking in the mirror, trying to figure out what I was going to do the rest of my life. And I realized just how easy it is to get a record deal in Nashville. I looked right at myself and said, "Hey girl, how about a record deal?" Went down to the bank and got $4,000, and Mark and I made me a record. And it had a label, so we called it Girl Records. And so, but now that this record's taken off and doing its thing, we decided, well, we need another person on Girl Records to make it really a label. So who else? Mark Stewart here. Now it's a big joke saying that Mark is going to be your girl.
There's a big tour going around called the Lilith Fair. Some of you heard of that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get on it.
I think curls a bit. But anyway, so we finished it, his record right before we left. We had it all mastered and it's all ready to be printed. It'll be releasing in October. It's called Songs from the Corner Stage. And so Kyle and I are going to back Mark up on one of his. So ladies and gentlemen, please, Mark Stewart.
Yeah.
Come and love me someday. Thank you.
actually. But that's kind of all playing in closet. I did that for a while with staff writing, so I figured that was my job. And I wasn't real good at it or nothing. But some people do ask, you know, they'll say, well, do you and your brother, y'all ever write songs together? And I say, well, it doesn't, not really. I said, because he does his thing and I do my thing. He's a boy, I'm a girl. We don't have, you know, there's certain things we just don't have in common. And but it takes that when a person writes a song, you have to kind of connect on it. And so one time, you know, we actually did, you know, there was a good solid co-write. I was sitting at the table and I was writing a song about being afraid of the dark, because I am. Anybody else here afraid of the dark?
Yeah.
You sleep with your lights on? Cool. Me too. So, you know, it just happens sometimes when you don't know to go out of something. But anyway, I was sitting there writing the song and he walked up. He heard it going on. He says, so that's pretty cool. He said, well, you know, he said, I'd like to jump in on that. I got some lines that make sense there. And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, that's good. And I said, you know, it's all about being afraid of dark, you know. And he says, well, I'm afraid of dark. And I said, oh, yeah. And he said, well, in fact, it's flashbacks, but it's all the same. So you drive by his house or mine, you'll see the lights on until this guy comes along, turns them off. He plays tricks, he makes me fall asleep at night, and he puts them on. So anyway, this is our song is called The Afraid of Dark. Setting me and pooping on my day the first 10 minutes I was walking the door. This went on for like 3 months. I figured it was because she was having a hard way to go or something, but I was going to be her victim. She was taking me with her. And this went on for a long time because I'm one of those people that roll out of the right side of the bed most days. And I got quite tired of it and got really angry at her one day. And I just said, I have to take action. I went home and wrote a song about it. I showed her, by golly. I didn't put her name in, spared her, only because that way you can leave it generic and you'd be upset and you'd become Judas. That's the catch a list on the back of the page or something. But best part, she's the girl that typed the lyrics. So, you know, this went on, you know, for the whole time I was there, I had turned in at least 100 songs I can think of, and not once did she ever say, great song, or anything like that. And, you know, usually she would take my paper, I wrote it on and grade it like a teacher, and need a bag of the demon app on it for the spelling. But this is the one time she looked at it and she goes, that's the best song you ever wrote. Very good grandma face said, why, ma'am, thank you for the input. And that's her. what to do with me. They were really kind to me. I had no shape around none of them. But they were very kind and they liked what I did. They really did. They just didn't know where to put it. And so they would give me advice and hand me a nice little business card. And they listened and go, that's so great, but try next door and see what they can do. And that's when I went home and wrote this one. It's called Next Door Down.
Thank you.
like, yo, this song that I'm about to do is probably in my lifetime will be the best that I could ever do. I mean, I'll write other songs and I'll make other people happy, and I'll keep running and make myself happy. But the day I wrote this one, I realized that it was truly 100%. And they all are, because all my songs are kind of telling on myself, and I ask people to take me on their own. But it was truly written from my heart. It was the best I could do, because it's about the best thing I ever did. And I wrote it 2 days after my oldest son. You know, I was 17, and my other one was 20, and we left 2 days after we left college. And it was kind of a hard day for me, because I was a baby raising a baby. And so, and that's all he ever really knew. You know, from day one, I was only like 17 when I had him. We grew up together. So suddenly, it was like someone walked in my living room and turned the volume knob down to zero on me. I looked around, I had extra chairs, more food in the fridge, and Mark and I eat salads. All of a sudden, it's not really a sad thing, it's a happy thing, it's a celebrating thing. You know, they go and they grow. And his roommate had a nice office. Hey, it took a while. This is how I felt that day. I always tell folks that, you know, if you have little ones, don't blink. Time flies.
Home to the moon's evening, table set, they sit down.
So much because otherwise Kyle would be playing drum floor.
Let's see if I get this right, because Fergus Miller is here tonight. He gave us a photo from New Zealand from 1990. Stacy was on tour with her brother Steve, and it was a shot from their concert. So thanks, Fergus.
His company has sponsored this tour, and this is our last night out together, and please give Mike King another big hand.
King to help us sing this one, and you're all invited as well. Take a moment here to get our dulcimers and saxophones all plugged back in.
Thank you.